Hey guys, this right here is the Knuckleballer episode I did last week on Thursday with Sean, Normie, Tiger Claw, and Eli So Doom. I wanted to drop it on my feeds because they said it was cool. So yeah, I'm going to put a Knuckleballer on the Horribly Awkward feed. You know I'm going to. These guys are awesome. You guys follow them, hit them up on Twitter, listen to their show, subscribe to their show. Spread positivity. These guys are all positive. And, you know, I owe a lot to Sean, especially, for getting horribly started. So, here it is, guys. This is sort of a Christmas episode. So, don't expect too much ho-ho-hoing, but we talk a little bit about Christmas, and it was a good time. And hopefully I didn't derail the podcast. Listen to, go to allgames.com, check out everything they got, check out... Oh, wait, somebody's calling me. Check out ZombieCast, Knuckleballer, Geeky Antics, all that stuff. Dead Pixel Live, allgames.com. And don't mind my phone ringing and you're hearing this. Actually, you know what? I'm going to answer right now. Let's see what's up. Hey, what's going on, Robert?
Hi.
Hey, you're on the podcast. What's up, dude?
Hey, did you see that? That Martian?
Yeah, I got it, man. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I'm going to just mute that son of a bitch. Anyways, listen to the show. You guys enjoy it. And Merry Christmas. See you next year.
You are listening to an All Games Radio Network broadcast of allgames.com.
Allgames.com.
Knuckleballer Radio.
Oh, yeah. Why the carry never back down? I want to be the bullet that brings you to your knees. You ran, watch this swing it.
Welcome to episode Jolly Christmas 2015 of Knuckleballer Radio, where I'm one of your hosts, Sean Freeman, and I'm joined by the awesome Eli So Doom and the Miss Norma Latte. Norma, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. You know, I'm a little excited about our show tonight and what we're going to get to do and chit-chat about. So I'm excited, guys, and it's a week to like Christmas. What's going on? Time's flying by.
Yeah, we got a TTYL from Eli for the show, so he is MIA, but we got an awesome guest this week, and it's somebody that has been on this show before, and I gotta say, man.
Let me guess, he's in line for Star Wars, right? Is that why he's not on the show tonight?
Eli doesn't care much for Star Wars or theaters, but we got an awesome guest this week, and he's been on Knuckleball before, and you know what? He had one show out, and he's got two shows out now. And at the first of the year, we're going to be podcasting together on his third show and mine and Norma's third show. But it's somebody that I don't know how to explain this, but somebody I really look up to. You know what? We become friends through podcasting. He liked my shows. I love this dude. And you know what? I aim to be as good as he is. And it's from the Horrible Gamers. And then Horribly Awkward Podcast, Mr. Sean Iams Fuller. Iams, dude, welcome back to Knuckleballer Radio, man.
And thank you, Freeman, for that awesome introduction.
That's it, dude. Welcome back, man. It's Yeah, but dude, I got to say, man, Horribly Awkward and Horrible Gamers is fantastic radio, man. So and especially the Horribly Awkward Podcast, because you try to create awkward situations. You do some kind of some sketch comedy, and dude,
I try.
Bravo to everything that you're doing, Iams, man. It's awesome,
dude. That means the world coming from you. I mean, honestly, because you kind of set me on this journey. You got me started when I was on Facebook saying, "Hey, I want to start a podcast." You said, "Do it. If you need any help, contact Freeman." And all that, you know. And the last time I was a knuckleballer is when the seed got planted for Horribly Awkward, and because of my social anxiety. And man, I'm here. I mean, like, look at me. I'm twice as big. My head is twice as big as it was last time. I hope you guys can fit in the Skype chat.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's Man, I'm excited. You know, after Christmas, I have 11 days off through the Christmas break. Man. So I got a lot of work to do. But we have a new show coming up called The Social Dozen. And what it is, it's me, Norma, and Iams here. And there's 9 other podcasters. But what it is there's 12 podcasters that's mixed up into groups of 3 each month. And only each podcaster does 1 show a month. So, you know, 1 month it could be me, Norma, and Iams. And the next month it could be Eli. You know, it's always mixed up. But we're going to start that show off with the top trending story and then what's trending in our lives. But it's kind of a show all about trending. 12 hosts broke up into groups of 3. So each month, dude, you know, like Iams, dude, you're going to do 1 show a month. But it's always going to be a different cast of people. All trending.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've heard of everybody's podcast that's in this group. So the guys like Eddie Rotten, who I haven't podcasted with, and Chip, I haven't podcasted with before. I mean, when I eventually cross paths with those guys, it's going to be exciting for me.
Yeah, dude. And we got Jesus, and we got the Uncanny X-Bros, Gabe, Onslaught. I mean, dude, it's going to be really awesome. We got Mike Caldwell from the XD Experience. But it's 12 good, great people. You know, Captain Chaos, like you mentioned. Ted. Tedekin from ZombieCast and Meadows from VGO and ZombieCast is also on board. But I think we're going to start that. We're going to draw a name soon. We're going to do that 3 months worth of name drawing. And that way we can kind of plan our weeks accordingly, dude. But I'm really excited about the Social Dozen. Everything about it, dude.
So
because, you know, it's kind of like knuckleball, but it's anything under the sun. You know, what's trending in your life. You know, the top trending stories. But it's a show all about trending. But we're going to be the Social Dozen, dude. I'm really excited about it. Really excited about it. So, guys, Christmas is right around the corner. Iams, dude, what's the number one thing on your list, dude? What do you want from the fat man?
Oh, I would love a little bit of confidence. That would be a great present to have.
Oh, nice.
Just a little bit. Just a little box. I want to open it, and like it just pops and blows in my face. Nothing sexual, but it turns me into a confident giant.
Dude, you're crazy, man. I wish I was as confident as you, man.
Only behind the mic, man. If we met face to face, man, it'd be very awkward. I couldn't make eye contact, and I would just be like, "Freeman, can we just Skype each other from the other side of the room? Feel more comfortable?"
We would hold hands, buddy.
Okay, sure. Aww. I'm on my way.
But
I'm on my
there
way,
you go.
Dude. I think what it is your inspiration on your shows and your livelihood and your excitement, dude. But that West Coast accent, man, that proper English, dude, is, you know, you've got it. Gabe's got it, Onslaught. But something about the West Coast, man, the real proper English, dude, I really dig your accent, dude. It's not like y'all with me and all the Southern wacky.
I love that. That's the best.
You're crazy. So, Norma, what's on your list this year? Crayons?
There are a couple things, but one thing I really did want to ask for was a new computer, because I don't know if you all remember, but about, what was that?
What?
My connection is so spotty tonight. I want a new computer. I have a really nice new computer, and my kitten, 2 months ago, dropped it on the floor and cracked my screen.
Oh.
So I'd really like to have a new computer.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did ask for a pair of a Beats headphones just to feel a little cool. So we'll see. We'll see if the big man is nice enough and humors me.
That would be awesome. So
yeah.
Yeah, a MacBook, right, Norma?
Right. A Mac would be nice. I doubt it. But, you know, that's going to happen.
Maybe,
but I'll take a Mac.
Yeah, what was that, Tiger?
If you can afford one, that is. No, I'm never going on a Mac. PC for life.
Don't be a PC, dude. PCs are for PCs. Right?
Right, but, there you go. You have it.
Yeah, that's it. But you know, for me, I don't know. I got a lot of stuff over the last couple of weeks. But I don't know, man. I'm having trouble with my Christmas list this year. You know, the DJ stuff's way too expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd like to have a new mixer.
Music, because music can cost money.
Yeah, but it's making me money, too. I got a good gig this weekend at a hotel here in town, so I'm excited.
That's
about
awesome.
It. Yeah. So, I don't know. You know, like my kids, Then my kids want an iPad Mini. They want a new iPhone. You know, Star Wars Battlefront, Halo 5. You know, all the games. Yeah, you know, so really, I win all around, right?
And iWatch, whatever.
Excuse me.
No, I got all that
stuff.
I can
go for a new phone.
So what are you, Iams?
Fine.
What am I? I'm human.
No, what do you support?
Come on, man. I'm an iPhone all day. Yeah, no. Hey, check it out, though. If you buy me an iPhone, I will gladly pimp it, and I'll pretend like I love Apple.
There you go.
What phone service are you with?
Okay, I was with Verizon, which is beautiful. Verizon really works, and you don't realize how well Verizon works until you jump ship and go to Sprint because it's cheaper. And then, you can't watch videos unless you're on Wi-Fi. You can't download stuff. Half the time you're listening to podcasts and it buffers. Oh, it's terrible.
See, I'm with AT&T, and I've been there forever. I got unlimited data, so I stay with them.
I'm using Virgin Mobile, which have been reliable for me for a long time.
Virgin is a Verizon. Technically.
No, I think they're with Sprint or something, because I think their carrier is Sprint.
Yeah.
I thought Virgin was like a backbone, or it ran off of the backbone that Verizon runs off of. Something.
Well, it's just the version of Virgin Mobile I'm using is the one with the you buy those prepaid cards, and they give you like a month of unlimited access or you know, and all that stuff. It depends on which card that you buy.
True.
Yeah.
Look, I love my T-Mobile, and I love it to death. I mean, I talk to my parents international for 16 hours a month at least, and I don't pay anything extra a month for that. I don't pay for minutes or anything. Right now I'm paying $50 a month for unlimited internet,
I'm paying texting, and
international.
I'm paying $35 a month with Virgin Mobile by just buying those cards. As long as I keep buying those cards every month, I have unlimited access on data and regular calls, because I got grandfathered in to that.
See, I paid $30 to AT&T, and I have unlimited everything. So that's pretty good. But what I was gonna say, Iams, like with AT&T now, you know, you don't have to put all that money up front for a phone. Like a lot of places, it's $300 to get the iPhone 6S, dude. It is like $17 extra a month on your bill. So the next month, you they throw the taxes in, but then it's just like an extra little bit of charge each month for your new phone. So it's not like one lump sum. Because I'm with you, Iams, dude. It's hard to cough up that $199 or $299 ordeal with phones.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, that's how T-Mobile is. You have to buy them out. They don't do contracts, so you have to buy out your phone.
I didn't have the problem dropping them. Like, I was on Verizon. I had unlimited minutes and all that stuff. It was beautiful. But I was on my cousin's plan, and things changed, and I wasn't going to be able to upload my phone unless I paid $800 up front for a phone. So I jumped ship, went to Sprint, because for the same price I was playing at Verizon, I was able to get the phone, the insurance, because I got a Galaxy Note 5 all that stuff. And I just it's all good. Everything is all good except for the service. I'm just not happy. Maybe it's just in my area of Fresno, California, but it's just kind of shoddy.
I hear a lot of people like that, even around here, man. Something about Sprint is just real joggy if you get outside the city and stuff. Or like in buildings. You know, I hear a lot of my friends that have Sprint, you know, like they could go in say, a three-story building, just whether it's brick or metal or whatever, it just depends on what kind of materials it's made out of. But some of that Sprint, they always have problems with it. Do you ever have that, like if you go in a certain building, just...
So you want to know where that building is? That building is in my
situations
apartment.
Where you go in a building, and I've seen a situation where you go in a building, and it goes from 4G to 3G.
Yeah, it drops.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still have a connection.
Right.
All day.
So, guys, Christmas is, I'm going to be posting this weekend, and I think Iams is going to be posting this show also over on his feed. So it's kind of a mashup show. But, we've talked about stuff like this before. Christmas is coming. You guys will be listening to this. So, we want to get some Christmas spirit going. And Iams, dude, whenever you were little, what were some traditions, man, that you missed, dude? Because everybody loves moving out on their own. They love breaking away from the family. But there's some sentimental things that you always remember, man, that you remember from your mom and pops, your grandparents. What was some of your favorites whenever you were a kid, dude?
Okay, something really, really simple comes to mind. The tradition. We used to do the Christmas Eve. That's where all the family got together. This is when, like, family was tight back in the 80s, you know, early 90s. I think family was a lot tighter than it is now. We'd all get together and we'd spend the whole night opening presents, all the kids hanging out, eating food, drinking sodas, whatever.
Right, right.
And we do that, and we'd always do is a lot of, well, not always, but a lot of times we'd just get like KFC, a big buck, all this chicken and mashed potatoes and all that stuff. And I remember that, just like, it seems like it was just KFC, but it was more than that, you know, being with the family and being on Christmas Eve,
right?
And then Christmas we get together and do the actual big family dinner with all, you know, the homemade turkey and ham and all that stuff.
Right, right. So whenever your family would get together, we would do that too. Whenever I was younger, you know, it seems like my grandmother passed away in October, then my mom passed away a few months later in February. And, you know, it just seems like things have died down since then. You know, Chloe was born after we lost them. You know, but family just doesn't get together like they used to. And we would do the same thing whenever I was younger, Iams. Like, Christmas Eve, we would go to my grandma's house. Everybody would bring a dish. You know, all the kids playing outside. You know, it was just a magical time. But would you guys draw names? Because we would always draw names with the kids and the adults and stuff.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a good
we
idea.
Did that. We did that. I forgot, man. You just brought that back.
So like, you know, you would get Cousin Chucky's name, and somebody would get your name. And, you know, it's always a big top secret in my family. Like, you know, don't tell anybody whose name you got or whatever, you know. But so you guys would do that?
Yeah, matter of fact, we're doing a little Christmas party thing at my work tonight. We did, like, the Secret Santa thing. Our names on a piece of paper, put it in a hat. We each drew a name and kind of, like, you know, go buy a gift, $20 limit. And then now we're gonna exchange it and have some food and stuff at my work, which we've never done that before. It's kind of exciting.
So what gift did you get?
Well, I had this girl Charlene. I just got like I went. Mm. I was. I'm not a very good. I'm not a very good like creative person when it comes to presents.
You sound nervous.
No, I'm not nervous. No. I went to Kohl's and I just got. They had this. It was like a $30 thing. It was just like it has like all these nice chocolates and chocolate covered pretzels. It's a big. Like a, you know, assortment of sweets and stuff. Like, oh, everybody loves that. But I think I could have thought of something more personal. But I'm lazy, man. Sorry.
What about a love letter? What's her name? Charlene?
No, Charlene. Charlene has a her boyfriend or her husband or whoever works there too. He's awesome.
Is she hot?
See, there you go.
Hey, she's tougher than any of the dudes at our work, man. She works the day shift hauling stuff from trash enclosures and stuff, man. She's a tough chick, man.
Good for her.
Right. But, dude, mine is almost mirrored to that, dude. We would draw names, like I said, go to my grandmother's house. And, you know, sometimes while we were in my grandma's house, Santa would come while we were there. So whenever we would get home that night, 11 at night or whatever, all the presents would be there. And, man, we would just celebrate all night long, as kids, you know, opening our racetracks and toys and, you know, gosh, man. You know, now that I have kids, I hope that they're getting the magic that I got whenever I was a kid because my parents did it perfect. You know what I mean? It was always a magical time, Christmas. And I know it's all about Jesus and, you know, the birth of Jesus Christ. But as a kid, you know, I mean, the whole Christmas thing with Santa and the toys and it's magical. What about you, Norma? What were some of your traditions whenever you were a little kid?
My favorite tradition, and we did this ever since, you know, right before I moved out of the house, is we would get together, and it would just be our family. Sometimes we would do, like, parties, you know, with friends of the family, and it would be, like, 50 or 60 people. But we would open gifts at midnight. So we'd have, like, a big party, and then it's kind of like New Year's Eve where, you know, you count from 10 to 1 before it hits midnight, and when you do that, all the kids would come running and open all the Christmas gifts. And it wasn't like in my husband's family, everybody sits down and they watch everybody open one gift at a time. So, you know, it would be like the mom or the dad. No, not with us. With us, it'd be everybody for themselves. So they would just open up all the gifts and we'd, you know, drink eggnog together and then just enjoy our night. So we'd probably go to bed like around 1 or 2 in the morning and then get up the next day and then eat whatever was left over for, you know, from what we had been eating the day before. And then we would do like the game, the name exchange, if, you know, we had other guests, you know, but they were, you know, like our friends or the family. So we'd make a big, big party about it.
Right, right. Yes, I'm your mother, Iams. I'm your mother.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, my
so that
mom.
Was always fun. I mean, it was a tradition that we did when I was first married, because it was just us two. And when my son was a little older, maybe like 4, we did it 1 year, and it just he didn't seem to appreciate that. So then we stuck to the Christmas morning thing. So, but you know, I get excited. A couple years. I'm like, I can't wait till Christmas morning. I need to open my gifts now. As an adult.
Normie. Freeman Mommy's the same way. You know, she'll come down 4 in the morning. It's the time. It's the time. I'm like, no. Well, are the kids awake? No.
That's it. And we would be up. So my husband made a rule is you're not allowed to wake me up before 7. And that rule includes me also. So, you know, my son and I would be like, okay, it's 5:30. We still have like an hour and a half to kill. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? So, and then we buy like, you know, now what we do is we go to like Perkins or something and we buy like a dozen muffins and that's what we snack on while we open gifts. But the midnight thing was my favorite, you know, because we do a party. We'd have music. We have dancing. You know, we'd make it into a really big party. And, you know, in Uruguay, when people do this tradition, at midnight, everybody opens the gifts and then, you know, people come out playing like their instruments, set of firecrackers, and it's summertime. So everybody's in shorts or bathing suits and it's like 2 in the morning. Everybody's dancing out in the streets. And
that sounds
so, you know,
like so much fun.
I know. And I got to do that a couple of times. You know, I was born and raised here, but there are a few times that my parents, we went and celebrated Christmas there too. And it was so weird. It'd be like 90 degrees in the middle of the night and everybody's out partying on the streets and setting off really loud firecrackers and dancing and singing and, you know, we're watching.
Arriba.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's definitely weird. And I know, Sean, that, you know, you're in California, so it's warm for you. So it's, I don't know, but to me, to have like 90 degree weather and not snow or like, you know, be bundled up to the eyeballs was just weird to me.
I mean, it's been 32 degrees. You guys are probably going 32. That's I can wear shorts now, but I'm outside working and it's so cold. My toes are frozen.
32 degrees, I'd be frozen too. I'm still wearing a hoodie at 65 or 70 degree weather.
It's been super warm here lately. You know, we went ice skating downtown last night, and it was like 71 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, here too. I'm like, this is like spring in the middle of December. What's going on here, Norma?
What's going on?
Sorry, I had
what's
to stop for a second.
What's going on?
There's a message coming on.
Oh, hey, you know what, guys? I was looking at Normie's profile pic here on this is not for the audio listeners, but I'm going to paint a picture. You guys may have seen her profile pic on Facebook. She looks very sad. It looks like she just didn't get what she wanted for Christmas, and she's trying to guilt trip her parents into getting her that thing that she wanted.
is this on my Skype or on my Facebook?
Skype. Your Skype. I think it's when you cut your hair and you're like, check.
Won't
check
be able to
hair.
Afford it.
I think that's an old one.
I mean, we ask for what we want for Christmas and our parents will not be able to afford it.
Well, you know, I think it's different nowadays growing up. You know, I can pretty much 90% of the time get my son most of the stuff he wants on his list.
Right.
I didn't even have
99% of the time on Christmas, the parents would just give you a gift card or cash for you to be able to buy whatever you want, depending on how much cash you were given, though.
So, Mr. Eli Sodum is in the house.
What's up? I'm over here live in Kitchen Central.
Oh, how's it going?
I'm surprised you didn't get in the line to watch the new Star Wars.
Oh, no. I wasn't actually going to watch it this week till I realized that I know it was going to get spoiled.
Yep. Right.
So you have to watch it this week no matter what.
That's the thing. I didn't want to go watch it, but one second, let me set this up. But I guess since everybody thought that, you know, it was sold out, I guess nobody bothered looking.
And it's so, not?
I've been hearing that a lot, Eli.
Yeah, I went to this one, you know, the theater that I go to right. to do my, you know, the one with the reclining seats. And, you know, it's a little late show, like the 11:30 p.m., but it was right. there. It was available.
Dude, that is awesome. That is so awesome.
Yeah, so
that's
I went and
awesome.
Got it.
So you're
and,
going you know, late at
I'm
night?
I'm pretty sure the theater I go to will have tickets.
We'll see.
Because it's not one of those... It's not one of those theaters that's like, you know, very well known. You know, like it's not an AMC or a Regal. I'm pretty sure those theaters will have tickets.
Right. Well, you know, our local theaters, they opened up a 1:30 showing, all of them in town, and they sold out real quick. But, you know, I think this weekend, like you said, Eli, I think there's going to be some openings. But, you know, we've already made plans like the Monday after Christmas. You know, they're out of school. I'm out of work. So I think we're going to do it then. But, it's going to be hard to avoid those spoilers. You're right, Eli.
I mean, yeah, I was more than willing to wait. And me and my buddy Frank, who listens to the show, I'm like, Frank, you know you know the theater that we go to? He's like, yeah, you know they got tickets for Saturday. I'm like, no, I asked him first because he works weekends. I'm like, dude, what you doing this Saturday? He's like, well, I work. I got that quinceañera. He's a limo driver in the weekends. I got a quinceañera. And I'm like, oh, but what time you done? Oh, 6 a.m. or p.m. because sometimes it does go that late. He's like, no, p.m. I'm like, want to go see Star Wars? He's like, but there's no tickets. I'm like, dude, the theater that we go to, they got them Saturday at all day. They got some seats, but the second to last showing, the theater is like only 30% bought. And this theater, you don't have to show up early and wait because it's assigned seating.
Oh, interesting.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, so
man,
when you go
I've
to
never
your
heard
app,
of that.
Pick your, you know, you pick your...
So you tell the person what seat you want?
No, in the app. You know what I'm
saying? When I used to go to the theater, the theater that I go to used to do the assigned seating where they tell you which seat you want to sit at and then you choose it. But they don't do that anymore.
That seems like it would cause a fight.
Well, no,
one thing you guys
probably
have
because,
to not
probably because
things.
Some people pick the best seats and you always want the best seats.
Yeah.
So they
like
probably
I said, this thing is,
don't
like I said, it's reclining seats and they're huge and there's not that many seats in the theater in each screen.
I wonder if Star Wars is going to have is going to be in D-Box because you can watch the movie if they have D-Box seats on them.
I think that's dumb.
But
I'm
all
sorry.
They do is just move. Yeah, all they do is just vibrate and move around ever so slightly, and it costs
vibrate
more
chair?
For the ticket, though.
Yeah. So wow. Eli,
yeah,
you're
yeah, the chair vibrates and moves a little bit left to right, depending on the action scene in the movie. Like, if there's a car chase, you would start feeling the vibration, like if you're in the car and all that stuff.
For me.
But they cost more for the ticket.
Isn't it like that whole thing when you go to Universal Studios? Like those interactive,
yeah, like
thing
the track ride and stuff. Like you're riding on
yeah,
the
that's
horse.
Pretty much
it's
what it
kinda
is.
It's kind of like that, but it's not as deep. It's not like the feeling that you're actually there. It feels like just the seats vibrating, like if
that's
you're giving
cool,
giving a massage or something, and it turns left or right just a tad, like when it's,
dang,
it's really nothing.
Much. Iams are giving me a massage, know. Right, Iams?
yeah, I'm on my way.
Heck yeah, buddy.
And the D-Box seats, they have these little buttons that allow you to turn on the sensitivity. So if you want it on high,
little
it'll
buns?
Vibrate.
This is starting to get more and more interesting as we keep talking.
You serve
well,
beer.
I will put it on super high.
but Norman, I don't know. I think it takes away from the movie. They had D-Box at our theater, but I don't know. I'm not,
I would check it out once.
Star Wars have it, but I'm pretty sure D-Box will be something good for Star Wars because of all the spaceships and all that stuff.
Right.
Well, I can't wait. I'm still trying to convince the better half to take me on Sunday at the matinee, and I just might get my way. So
it might
take a little work and finagling, but we'll get it done. Ooh, what's that?
I've been to IMAX a few times. Like we've been to IMAX like at NASA and like at the science. What do you call a science place?
Planetarium.
Like in the state capital, you know, like we went to an IMAX there and it was on polar bears. But I've never seen a motion picture, so I think we're going to do IMAX for Star Wars. Is it worth it? Iams, you ever watch it on IMAX?
Oh, IMAX is totally worth it, man. I
heard that
with
they
the right
shot
movie,
some
yes.
scenes
Hold on, sorry.
In IMAX, what? But not all of it.
Yeah, I went and saw Jurassic Park 3D last year whenever IMAX. That came out, and it was so fantastic seeing that again in IMAX 3D. Oh, it was the best, dude. It was so good. I also saw Sucker Punch. That was a fantastic movie.
I forgot so much about IMAX. It's unfortunate that we don't have one nearby here. It's so far away.
I cannot do IMAX. Last time we did IMAX, I ended up like puking my guts out.
Cool.
Why?
Like, it just because I'm just so prone to like motion sickness. So like all of that close up and then the 3D on top of it.
I'm used to the 3D, so I'm not going to get any motion sickness.
Like I'm like really bad with those things. Like that's why I couldn't play Borderlands 2 because of the camera was so wobbly that.
Have you been to the IMAXs that is just a HD screen, like super HD? Because, you know, there's the IMAX that's gigantic, and there's the IMAX that is just, you know, super HD theater.
Yeah, there's IMAX 3D and regular IMAX.
Only because I don't want to spend, like, $20 on a ticket where I'm going to have to, like, leave halfway and or take that chance.
How much are you guys paying?
I don't know. We'll probably just pay, like, the $9 because we're doing the matinee and non-3D pay. Non-3D.
We don't 17.
Do you guys eat before or after you see the movie? Because one of the problems I have when I go to the movies is usually near the third act of a movie, I feel like going to the bathroom and then I have to hold it so badly until it's over. And there are points when you're watching the movie, you're wondering, when is the movie going to end? Because you have to go to the bathroom so bad.
I try to avoid
eating anything or drinking anything before the movie.
Well, as a diabetic, you know, that's one of the things. Like, I drink a half ounce of water this big, and now I got to go pee a liter 10 seconds later. Like, it's not fair. You know,
minutes, you end up going to the bathroom quite a few times if you have some bladder issues.
Yeah, like, that's why now.
When you bring your little bottle.
Ew, cochina.
Unzip and you just go.
Because it's not like they cannot pause the movie for you if you have to go to the bathroom. That's one of the caveats about going to the movies.
That's why I like waiting for Blu-rays.
I'm just gonna sidestep.
Wait, yeah, because when you get it on video, you can just pause it and do your thing.
Main girl is in our chat, and she's been really sweet. She's like, yeah, you know, Red and I are married, you know, Red Sox fansy, and this podcast is the only one we both log into. We just love all the conversations. And I know Main Girl had said something about maybe jumping in for a few minutes, and she wanted to tell us her little Christmas tradition or the best Christmas ever. But Main Girl and Red Sox fan, you know, that means a lot. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, add me on Skype, FreemanDaddy5, and I can pull you in.
Real quick, how much noise am I making with my cooking?
No,
dude, you were like Raekwon the chef over there cooking up street drugs, man.
Oh,
yeah,
he has a hydroponic plant in the process.
So Eli, you were late to the show. You're cooking for your work tomorrow, which you work for the school system up there in New York.
Yep.
What are you cooking, dude? It sounds good. I can hear a little bit of the grease, but I know you cook good. So tell us. What's the Christmas meal you're making?
Oh, it's slop.
Wait.
It's dog food.
Hey, that tastes good. We tried those jelly beans before, remember?
Yeah.
I'm making beef stew.
I can hear something frying.
Ooh, I like beef stew. When am I coming over?
Yeah, go ahead. I know you have my address.
I do, a lot.
Oh, no. We do a party for all the drivers in my company where we have about 200 and change employees,
right?
You know, in my yard, and then we do it like for the staff. But for the staff, like the one for everybody is catered by the company, you know. But for the staff, which is only like about 10 of us, we do where each of us brings a plate, you know.
Nice.
So I decided to make this because you know usually
you invite the employees to your house. Interesting.
I could eat beef stew all day long.
It's good.
That's gotta be kind of awkward having your coworkers in your house and all that stuff.
Yeah. So, what are some foods that you would eat during your Christmas, either morning or Christmas evening?
Well, traditional Puerto Rican food for Christmas:
red beans and rice.
Oh, you shut the hell up! It's called
pastelitos. Yum, with guayaba in it.
No.
It's pig. The one.
It's most, almost like.
Hold on,
man. It's like a
tiger hole in my seat.
Yeah, man. Sheesh. It's a. You know how tamales are made with corn flour? Mm-hmm. Well, a pastele is made with ground up green plantains, potatoes, pumpkin, yautía, malanga. And it's almost the same thing where you make a masa with it. You put meat in the middle, which is usually pork, like he was saying, and you fold it up in a banana leaf, and then you boil it in salty water. And it is to die for.
Man, you know, you have my address, too, you know. You could always send one of those over to me.
I know. Hey, So Doom's going to hate this, but I like Campbell's Chunky Soup stew and... you know, there's some good stuff.
Oh, I like Campbell. Yeah, I like Campbell's soup.
Or Dinty Moore stew.
Yeah.
Right now, my stew rapes Dinty Moore.
Okay, well, see, that's even better.
I gotta make some steak.
Yep. I kind of like the sirloin chunky. Do you ever eat that, buddy?
Dude, I love the sirloin chunky. I love the sirloin burger. They have a bunch of new ones that are like buffalo, and they have one that's called, it's like bean burrito, and they have... I love it all, dude. Those when I find them on sale, I'll stock up 20, 30 of them. Just eat them. They're so good, dude.
Right. So before you come on, Eli, we were talking about our best memories, and I know sometimes you have a hard time thinking about your mom. And so you know, even with little Eli, what's some things that you cherish, like say whenever she was little, you know, things that you know. It only happened when she was little. I mean, was she always excited for Christmas? Would she wake up early? Would Mama So Doom, we were talking earlier, like Angie, Freeman Mommy, she'll come down the steps at 4, and I'm like, are the kids awake? She's like, no, but I'm ready. I'm like, go to bed. So Eli, what was Christmas morning like whenever little So Doom, baby So Doom, or, you know, I mean.
Baby Doom?
Yeah, Baby Doom.
Honestly, for a long time, we did and I know Normie, and I'm sure Tiger's going to agree here, we did the whole Latino thing where we will wake up.
Unicycles.
Well, not wake up. We would stay – shut up. We would stay up to freaking fucking ass. Yes. We would stay up to midnight. Yes. We would stay up to midnight and open our gifts.
That's exactly what Norma said, the midnight.
But
no, actually, I never actually did that, but I do remember, like, for all Latinos out there, they would have these big – Christmas parties on the 24th. They invite the families and friends over and all that stuff, and they eat pig and all that stuff.
Yeah, like that's yeah, awesome. Like pernil. I mean, that's what we did. But actually, like maybe 3-4 years ago, I told my family and I kind of put my foot down. I'm like, we're not doing that no more. Because then come Christmas Day, we have nothing. It's dead because we already did it. So now what I like to do is I'm like, no, we're not going to open nothing. Sometimes I'll cave and I'll maybe open one tiny one. But what we do now is whole kind of white America thing, you know, not to try to be a little insultive, where we wake up early. I wake up. I make pancakes, bacon, this, blah, blah. We'll eat all that, have coffee. After we're done, open the gifts. You know, because I hate it not having nothing to do on Christmas Day because we already did it.
You know, that was kind of the same way for us.
Are probably clothing. Because that's
what was that?
Half of those gifts you'll receive are probably clothing, because that's what our parents always give us every year in Christmas. More clothes to wear.
It's true. I love Worcestershire shawls. for us, stockings was never anything that we did. We never did stockings, and I never did a Christmas list. I think the one time I did a Christmas list, I was like 13, and that was it. Like I didn't really have a say on what I got for Christmas. You know, they kind of judged on what I wanted and then, or what they thought I needed. So when I got married and you know, my husband was like, okay, so we're going to do stockings for each other. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? What do you put in stockings? He's like, you don't do stockings? I'm like, no. And he like decorated a little stocking for me and everything. And that was it. I was sold. You know, from now on, that's stockings. It's like my favorite thing to do. And now we put out gifts out the night before Christmas because my son's a little older. And he, you know, he's known since he was like 6 about Santa. And so we put it out the night before. But what he doesn't see till the next morning is the stocking. The stocking is like the big surprise the next day.
Yeah, I missed those traditions. I forgot about stockings. Those are a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's like our tradition. And when my parents came and stayed with us for several months, excuse me, when they were visiting, I made stockings for them also. And my dad's like, why do I want a sock hanging from the banister? I'm like, Dad, it's not a sock. No, it's una media. It's, you know, it's a stocking, Dad. You put stuff in it. Okay.
Not a sock, it's like, a pantyhose.
Yeah, right. So, you know, that I think, you know, we've said goodbye to a lot of old traditions that I grew up with, but it was nice to welcome new ones in as well. And
I mean, but like I said, I mean, I did that for years because we did it growing up. But as far as favorite memories, I've mentioned it here in the show already, and it was Super Nintendo and Metroplex.
Yeah.
You know, when I got that, I knew I had Metroplex because I was a sneaky bastard and I found it.
Right.
Before the fact. Yeah. But the Super Nintendo, I had no clue whatsoever. And when, you know, I see the box, it was shaped about this big. I'm like, wait a minute. Hell no. We're poor. We're welfare people. What's going on here, you know? And then I opened it, and it was a Super Nintendo, you know? I mean, I found out after the fact, like years later, like years and years, that my big brother, he like totally, you know, probably paid for it mostly at the time. Right. You know, he's 5 years older than me, and he had a job. So I know that he hooked me up. But still, you know, at the time, it was still like, holy, hold on, wait, what the fuck? I know that box. I know what it looks like. Yeah, fuck it, aren't you? Like I
said, getting that's a Super awesome.
Nintendo. Bunch of rocks in there.
Exactly, you know, a Super Nintendo with Super Mario World inside and Pilot Wings, I mean, and Act Racer.
And you were probably screaming like a kid when you opened it up.
Dude, I was, yeah, man, I might have been.
Oh my God!
That's when he like got his first boner.
And that I bet you that was the best reaction and one that your mom cherished for the rest of her life. You know what I mean? So she accomplished what she had wanted to do, and it worked. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Eli, I want to talk about something that you've definitely got to try, dude. This is, you know, I posted a picture of it earlier, but this is some goodness, and it's $8 a bottle. And I was looking up, you know, whenever you buy the bottle, it's good for like 6 months. So I'm going to get a couple because I think this would be good by the swimming pool, you know, 100-degree weather. But it's you got to go, like for me, I got to go to the government liquor store. It's called the ABC store here. And it's Evan Williams Original Southern Eggnog. And it's made with Kentucky Straight Bourbon, whiskey, blended whiskey,
Southern
rum,
eggnog, and
brandy. Dang. It's 30 proof.
One sip of that and you're done.
Yeah. Well, it's only 30 proof.
Eggnog with the alcohol. Never mind.
Yeah. It's got the alcohol in it. But it's like the best eggnog I've ever had. But it's got Kentucky whiskey. It's got bourbon. It's got rum. And what we usually do is I blend some crushed ice on it. I pour me a 3/4 of a glass in a little shaker glass, just a little one, 3/4 full. And then I put some Captain Morgan's in with it, and I mean it's like silk. It's so smooth. Are you guys eggnog fans?
I love eggnog.
No,
I love. You don't like it? I love eggnog, and you know what? It's interesting that you say that, because my brother loved eggnog, and my dad always said that he drank eggnog because my brother drank it, and sorry, I'm trying to type it
at
the same time.
Because it tastes good without the alcohol.
Yeah. I kind of do like it plain.
But you think cinnamon and some nutmeg on it?
To me, it tastes like milkshake in a way for me.
Yeah.
Cheese. And eggnog.
Cheese. Matt Bradford said he's listening from Video Game Outsiders. I want to thank you, Matto,
for
listening in.
Ding, 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 ding. That's for you, man.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding,
ding. Yes, heck, because you've got that plus and that V in front of your name. Anyways, yes.
You know what I was thinking? When Eli was telling his story. Okay, right. I'm going to rewind. Rewind a little bit. Okay.
I love you, Iams.
Well, I was Mr. I had to rewind again because you ruined it. Okay, so when Eli was telling a story, I remember when you got the stuff like a Super Nintendo or a Nintendo for Christmas as a kid, and you'd sit there and you're so impatient. All you want to do is go home, or every, or if you're at home, you want everybody to leave because you want to open it and play it. Like, guys, everyone, cut it short. So you're like, you just look at the back of the box and you look all the games they show, because they used to always show games. Like, here's a bunch of the games that are coming out. You look at all of them and you read all the descriptions 100 times. You're just like, cut this party. Everyone leave. I want to play my Nintendo. Oh, I remember that.
You stay up all night playing it.
Oh, it's the best.
Those are wonderful memories.
Enough sleeping all morning.
We used to sneak into my friend's brother's room because he's the one that had the Nintendo. And he's like, you are not allowed to touch my Nintendo. And he'd be gone. He was, like 16. I was like, no, he must have been 18, because I think I was like 14 or 15. And I'm like, let's go play with your brother's Nintendo. And my friend would be like, no, we're not supposed to. I said, let's do it anyway. And we would. We would be up. And then I finally said to my parents, I says, I really need one of these systems. Please let me have one of these systems. And they took me out and they bought it. And I'm trying to think. I couldn't get the Mario Brothers game, which I was so disappointed. That was not my first game. The first game was the Olympics game, where you could do like the logging and what is it? The high jump. You get the stick. And
is it track and field or something?
No, I think it was like the Olympic games, like the Winter Olympic games or something like that.
Right.
But you know, when I got that Nintendo, I was on cloud nine. You know, and about a week later, 2 weeks later, I got the Mario game. But at that point, I had already beat it. But that was okay, because I
you know,